Good morning. Aloha. Ohayou gozaimasu. My name is Reverend Saul M. Kalu, an associate minister of the Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin, broadcasting today's White Way radio message. The Jodo Shinshu Honpa Honganji sect is observing a very special holiday this month called Gotan-e. Gotan-e commemorates the birth of the founder of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism, Shinran Shonin, over 800 years ago. It was through Shinran Shonin's spiritual awakening and entrusting in the vow of Amida when he encountered his Dharma teacher, Honen Shonin, that set the motion of developing his own unique way of interpreting Amida Buddha's primal vow, setting himself apart as neither priest nor layman, and therefore Shinran got married, had children, and lived a life no different from the ordinary common people to whom he preached the Nembutsu path. Shinran Shonin reinterpreted the Pure Land teaching as the supreme expression and representation of the truth of Buddhism, as a response to the religious monopoly of his time. During the time he was born, and even before that, the practice of Buddhism in Japan was largely confined to the monks in the monasteries, who had the time and resources to solely devote to the practices for the attainment of enlightenment. The ordinary working class, the peasants, farmers, fishermen, in fact, anybody who were unable to engage in the practices were practically left out of the benefits of the teachings. By sharing his religious experience among the ordinary people and teaching the salvation offered by Amida Buddha that does not require the difficult self-power practices of the other sects, Shinran opened Buddhism to all people, regardless of their status or position in society. He taught that good or evil, male or female, ruling class or working class, makes no difference whatsoever, that no one is excluded from the boundless compassion of Amida Buddha. Only the single-hearted trust in the Buddha, without calculation or doubt, was necessary, and that the difficult self-power practices are not in accord with the Buddha's mind. This ties in neatly with Shakyamuni Buddha himself, who taught that attachment to our ego is a source of suffering. By abandoning self-power and relying on the other power of Amida, we are, in a way, letting go of our egoistic thinking that we can attain enlightenment solely by our own power. Moreover, Shinran taught the concept of Akunin Shoku, meaning that it is the person who is overburdened by his heavy karma, the evil person, that is the real object of Amida Buddha's primal vow. Confirming that to Shinran, Buddhism is for everyone, not just for a select, self-righteous few. For who is the evil person? Who is incapable of self-enlightenment? Who is the person who cannot do pure deeds, who cannot think pure thoughts, or say pure words? All of these describe all people in all levels of society, even today. The more evil a person is, the stronger the workings of Amida's vow is directed towards that evil person, who is incapable of doing anything to save himself. Despite his profound understanding of the universality of the Buddha's salvation, Shinran Shonin never claimed to be a master at all. He never forced his teaching on anyone. Like Shakyamuni Buddha, Shinran simply shared his personal religious experience and never deluded himself about his own goodness or wisdom. As for him, he simply followed his teacher Honen and entrusted himself to Amida Buddha. For most of Shinran's life, he lived not the life of a secluded monk, but as an ordinary person, living among the common people of the places he lived in his 90 years of existence. Because of Shinran Shonin's effort, we have been able to encounter the true reality of Amida's great compassionate vow. This observance of Gotange is indeed a day to honor, pay our respect, and say thank you to the man who lived over 800 years ago and whose legacy continues to this present day. Let us reflect more deeply upon ourselves as individuals and as an institution, as we truly are without delusion. To Shinran Shonin we say thank you and happy birthday to you, Shinran-sama. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.